Chapter 14, Vibrational Relativity Regarding My Home. The following are some examples of the vibrational relativity between the common desires and the beliefs that we see in many people regarding their homes. First, we'll state a common desire that many people hold regarding their homes, and then we'll list a series of common beliefs about that desire, and next, in brackets, following those beliefs, we'll indicate the degree of vibrational compatibility. For any desire to be realized by you, or before anything can manifest in your life experience, there must be vibrational compatibility between your desires and your beliefs. As we go down each of the following list, notice the feeling of the lessening of resistance or the improvement in the vibrational relationship between the stated desire and the commonly associated belief. Desire: I want to be able to afford a fabulous home. Belief: I can't afford the kind of home I want to live in. This belief is vibrationally incompatible with the stated desire. Belief: there's some variance even in homes in a similar price range. This belief is vibrationally more compatible with the stated desire. Belief: it's possible, under the right circumstances, to find hidden treasures out there in the housing market. This belief is even more vibrationally compatible with the desire, I want to be able to afford a fabulous home. Another desire: I want to be able to control my personal environment. Belief: even though our neighborhood has regulations, they're not enforced. My neighbors do as they please, having no consideration for how that impacts me. This belief is vibrationally incompatible with the desire. Belief: my neighbors, for the most part, want a comfortable neighborhood for themselves also. This belief is vibrationally more compatible with the stated desire. Belief: for the most part, things go quite well in my neighborhood. Now, this belief is even more vibrationally compatible with the desire, I want to be able to control my personal environment. Here's another desire: I want my home to be safe. Belief: anyone and everyone has access to this neighborhood, and there's no way of protecting my property. This belief is vibrationally incompatible with the stated desire. Belief: when I think about all the homes and all the belongings that people have, I realize it's really a rare thing when someone's property or things are violated. This belief is vibrationally more compatible with the stated desire. Belief: my property isn't being singled out with negative intention. All is well with my home. Well, now, this belief is even more vibrationally compatible with the desire of, I want my home to be safe. Here's another desire: I want my home to contain modern conveniences for ease and comfort. Belief: there are many things that can be purchased that make life easier and more comfortable, but they cost a great deal of money. This belief is vibrationally incompatible with the stated desire. Belief: tools and appliances that bring the most ease are readily available and affordable to me. This belief is vibrationally more compatible with the stated desire. Belief: there are many things that I can do, which I have complete control over, which will add both ease and comfort to my home environment. This belief is even more vibrationally compatible with the stated desire, I want my home to contain modern conveniences for ease and comfort. Another desire: I want to own my home. Belief: to own my own home, I need a large down payment, and I'm already spending everything I'm making. This belief is vibrationally incompatible with the desire. Belief: at this time, the economy is such that nearly anyone, if they really want to, can own their own home. This belief is vibrationally more compatible with the stated desire. Belief: I know that when I finally decide I want to purchase a home, I'll be able to figure out how to do it. Well, this belief is even more vibrationally compatible with the desire of, I want to own my home. Another desire: I want to find a home that will satisfy me for all the days of my life. Belief: even if that perfect place is out there somewhere, I don't know how I'll find it, or if it'll be available, or how I could afford it. This belief is vibrationally incompatible with the stated desire. Belief: experience has shown me that I'm a changing being, and that my tastes and desires relative to all things are changing. This belief is vibrationally more compatible with the stated desire. Belief: it's not necessary for me to find a home that'll please me forever. I'll find one that pleases me for now, and then I'll make another decision later. This belief is even more vibrationally compatible with the desire, I want to find a home that will satisfy me for all the days of my life. Some people argue that simply reaching for things that feel a little better seem of little consequence to changing anything. What good does it do to just say different words? Isn't that just a form of denial? I've been taught that I should tell it like it is, and that I should face up to reality. We want you to understand that this process will help you create a different and more pleasing reality. If you continue to see things as they are and talk about them as they are, nothing can change. You cannot instantly see them in a very different way than they are, but you can easily mold your perspective into increasingly better feeling places on every subject of importance to you. And as you make those vibrational shifts and feel the emotional improvements, the vibrational discrepancy between your desires and beliefs will be resolved. You will come into perfect alignment with what you desire, and what manifests in your life experience will absolutely reflect those changes. Why would you want to accept or face a reality that is not pleasing when you can create a reality that is pleasing?